One of the advances of the last decade or so in cancer diagnosis and, more importantly, staging how advanced the tumour is, has been what's called a sentinel node biopsy. That's where, at operation, the surgeon finds out which are the first lymph nodes in the path of the tumour, draining the tumour, and then the surgeon biopsies one or two of them. If there are no signs of cancer, that's good news because the cancer cells are unlikely to have found a way round the sentinel nodes. If the sentinel nodes are positive, it means the cancer is more advanced and needs more treatment, such as chemo and radiation. The question in women with breast cancer is whether that also means the lymph nodes in the armpit, which is where the sentinel nodes usually are, should be cleared out. A US study published in the last few days suggests not, and here to explain what it means for women is leading breast surgeon Andrew Spillane, who's Professor of Surgical Oncology at the University of Sydney. Welcome to the Health Report, Andrew.
Thanks for having me here, Norman.
So this is a 10-year follow-up of a study that was published previously. And
it was published in 2010 and 11 in two separate articles, and it really showed the same findings as we've had published.
So explain the study and what they found.
So the study, people who had sentinel node biopsy, say depending on the characteristics of the primary tumour, maybe 30% have a positive lymph node. And the treatment prior to this study really was for all those women to have a completion lymph node dissection, all the other lymph nodes to be removed.
Well, that because the implication being that once it's got past the first lymph node, it's going to be in the others.
And even in this study, which was a very carefully selected group of patients that had pretty low risk kinds of breast cancers, still there was about 25 to 28% positivity rate in the lymph node dissections that were done as part of the randomisation. So,
sorry, just to explain that. So when you actually went and removed the lymph nodes...
Half the patients had the lymph nodes removed in this study. Half the people had just ongoing observation, but all the other treatments that go with breast cancer, the chemotherapy meant to have the standard radiotherapy and the endocrine therapy or Herceptin or whatever they're meant to be having. So the only difference is whether they had all the other lymph nodes out. And the problem with taking all the other lymph nodes out, as you're well aware, is the risk of lymphedema and other morbidity related to the surgery.
So lymphedema is where the lymphatic drainage from the arm gets blocked and you get this super large arm and uncomfortable.
Well, it doesn't usually get super large these days because it's more actively managed. But people are required to wear compression garments and have massage, and it's for the rest of their life they've got this impost on their life. Well, the question is, are the other treatments we give people with breast cancer good enough? Do you really need to have that surgery to remove all the other lymph nodes or not? And will it improve their long-term survival? And emphatically from this study, there is no additional benefit in overall survival for having all the lymph nodes removed.
Regardless of how aggressive the initial breast cancer is?
Regardless of age of patient, regardless of the type of breast cancer it was, the phenotype or the aggressiveness of the breast cancer, there was no difference in any of the subgroups. Now, this study was slow to accrue. It actually closed early because it was hard to accrue to. There were a lot of centres open and not many. They all put on small numbers of patients. So it was a hard study to run back when it started running because surgeons didn't believe it would be safe not to do this dissection. The study closed early and mostly on the advice of the statisticians because the results were never going to be positive and show an advantage to axillary dissection. And that was why it closed early with less patients than it was anticipating to recruit.
Because the result was so clear.
It was so clear. It was never going to be less survival in this group of patients who didn't have the completion dissection.
So let's be clear now. You're a woman with... does every woman with breast cancer have a sentinel node biopsy?
Anyone who hasn't got proven axillary disease prior to their surgery would have a sentinel node biopsy these days.
So it's almost
that
universal.
It should be the standard of care everywhere now, and it'd be unacceptable if it wasn't.
So go on.
Yeah. So the thing is that this study was only for those women who were having a lumpectomy and not a mastectomy, and they all had to have the radiotherapy treatment as well as part of the treatment, which usually goes with lumpectomy.
And so the significance of that is that you get radiotherapy, which means that you're treating the area more thoroughly in addition to the chemotherapy.
Well, I mean, I think it was a way of selecting the lower risk tumours to put them in the study because surgeons felt more comfortable with that. The problem was with this study that it was a lack of quality assurance on the radiotherapy, and a lot of the patients had more radiotherapy than they shouldn't have had, including to the lymph nodes and high tangents, which cover the lower part of the armpit, and that may have impacted on the study. that the distribution of the radiotherapy that wasn't meant to be given was to both arms of the study in equal amounts.
And just to be clear and on a tangent to this conversation is that these days a woman with breast cancer should be asking for hypofractionated radiotherapy, which means more intense and short short duration.
Yeah, that would be now standard of care. So we are now running a study in cooperation with a group in the United Kingdom for women with higher risk breast cancer to see if it's safe as well. So in this study that we're talking about today, none of the women had mastectomy. So this includes women who have a mastectomy, women who have bigger deposits of cancer in the lymph nodes than are well represented in this study. So we're involved in that study at the moment.
So when the surgeon offers you, and you should be asking for it, sentinel node biopsy, it's not with a view, it should not be with a view to an axillary clearance. It should be a view to staging the cancer so you know what treatment you need to have.
Yes. And I think, you know, some people are still doing this, we'll sort it all out on the same day thing where they do a frozen section or an intraoperative assessment of the lymph node. I would counsel my colleagues against that. I think they need to get all the information and make a decision before they go ahead and do this axillary dissection. Because now with 10 years follow-up from this study, there is no difference in survival, and we're not doing it for survival. So you have to question why you are doing a completion dissection in this lower risk cohort of patients.
Now, this isn't the only condition, just briefly, that sentinel node biopsy is done. It's done in melanoma. So if you've got a melanoma of the leg, they'll do a sentinel biopsy in your groin again to avoid. So is it the same story with melanoma?
Very topically, only a few months ago now, a study looking at that same question where people with positive sentinel node biopsy for melanoma needed a completion dissection. And again, very early results, only about 3-year follow-up on that study, no difference in survival in patients having completion dissection. So we're currently revising the guidelines for the management of patients with melanoma with a positive sentinel node biopsy at the moment.
Andrew, thanks for joining us.
Okay, thank you, Norman.
Andrew Spillane, who's Professor of Surgical Oncology at the University of Sydney.